All right, Bang Bang. Today is Monday, August 26th, Chicago Dog Walk. Guest of the day is Chief. Chief, how are you? How was your weekend?
I feel great. I feel refreshed, ready to come in and do a couple of pods today. Feeling good. A
couple pods. We got today, we got Redline Radio. So yeah, it's nice to kick off the week with you here. I'm sure the listeners agree as well. Today we're talking about something Trump said about an idea, and I hate leading with that because that always sounds like, oh, we're about to get political here, but we're not.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about kind of a outlandish ideas. Is that a great way to put it?
Sure. And like, who knows if it's even true? I'm sure he'll come out today if he hasn't already to say that he didn't actually say this. But the report was that Trump was in a meeting. It's hurricane season is upon us. And his idea, they watch him come out of Africa and come across the Caribbean, pick up steam. And he's like, well, why don't we just fucking nuke them? Like, we'll just nuke the hurricanes before they turn into hurricanes. Problem solved. And that was allegedly the idea that Trump had. And of course, you know, people that don't like him or they want to get political or say he's stupid, that's all they need. Okay. So again, like, who knows what was actually said? We weren't in the room. It is too outlandish of a headline not to at least laugh about it and talk about it.
I mean, I listen, he said a lot of outlandish stuff.
Yeah.
And just, you know, it was 3 years, whatever. And mm-hmm. even going
that's
before
what makes
that.
It like semi believable because
yes.
he says crazy things.
That's what makes it believable. I don't think even the densest person could say that would work.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I don't know how hurricanes work, though. And I don't know how nukes work. So I don't know. I feel like the fallout would be bad. Like, I know about nuclear fallout, but I'm not saying it wouldn't necessarily stop a hurricane. Who knows?
But it's hurricanes like water and wind. Like,
yeah, blow that shit up. I don't know. I feel like you see those mushroom clouds. You drop that in the eye. It just disperses it everywhere. I really don't know. I think it's obviously a horrible idea, but I don't know anything about anything. So I feel like a hurricane could be stopped by a nuke. I just don't know.
I mean,
don't do it. It's a bad idea, but maybe it would work.
I mean, I guess that we don't have all the research behind this. So maybe there is something that tells us otherwise that this could work, which I doubt. But at the same time,
highly doubt. It's a non-zero chance.
Yeah. There's no way. I mean, yep. But I mean, hypothetically speaking, if you did just drop it in the middle of, you know, the Atlantic, like, what kind of lingering effects would it start?
You probably have a bunch of crazy people run around Florida, which we already have. Yeah. So who fucking cares? Just fucking do it.
Would that like trigger like the day after tomorrow? Like, would like, you know, the waters? Like,
I bet
tsunami,
you, yeah,
and shit?
It would probably be tsunamis everywhere. Yeah. So, you know,
probably not the best idea to fight hurricanes with tsunamis.
Bad things can happen from good intentions sometimes.
Yeah. that's from a movie. The best things happen. Oh, that's from Jurassic Park. The best. Okay. Some of the best things. Some of the, you know, the dumbest things happen with the best intentions.
Yeah.
That's what Dr. Grant said that.
And
so
apparently
there
Donald
you go.
Trump. Yeah.
I mean, Jurassic Park would have been a bad idea if someone ever tried to go through
for
it.
For sure. Well,
so you want to go into some of your dumb ideas that you think might work, and I have one for you and maybe a couple more. So let's kick it off with that.
Yeah, and feel free to just, you know, the idea is that we know these are dumb, but it's the same thing as the hurricane nuke where it's like, maybe, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm an alien guy. People know that. I love outer space. We're in this era of Bezos and all these, like, you know, big money people, Elon Musk, like, pushing space exploration. NASA is back. They want to find, they're finding new planets all the time, but no one's ever found any life. But people are saying, like, well, maybe we should colonize Mars. Maybe we should colonize the moon. Maybe we should do all this shit. Have you ever watched any shows about how life started on Earth?
No.
Okay, no one really knows, but they think it was, like, you know, crazy electricity or maybe an asteroid and cause these chemical reactions, which cause these proteins to like turn on. And then over a trillion years or whatever, or a billion years, like it just started evolving and evolving and it just like morphed into human beings. So I'm saying, like, why don't we just fucking recreate that on Mars? We'll send like dirt and organisms or whatever, and then we'll nuke the shit out of it to, like, we'll nuke Mars to, like, have, like, the radiation. It's like a Spider-Man thing or, like, Secret of the Ooze and Ninja Turtles where you just put a bunch of, like, crazy chemicals out there and nukes with, like, organic material. Who knows what could happen? Maybe we can, like, foster an environment that will, in a million years, when we need another planet, be ready for us.
Could you imagine if we ever got to that point, though, where it was, like, that was going through, like, who would even make that call? Like, who's the, like, the most powerful person that could, like, make that happen?
I think the president could just do it. Be like, we're nuking Mars. What's the worst that could happen?
I mean, I think, you know, what is that, the UN? They might get involved a little bit. You can't do that. You know,
I mean, I think we should just do nuclear tests on Mars all the time. Why? We have a whole planet just sitting there. Just blow it up and study it.
Wasn't there? There was just a crime committed in space. Did you see that? Did you read into that at all?
I did. So it was like this woman, and her wife. She's a lesbian. So you have an astronaut hacked into her wife's bank account from outer space, which I kind of think that she should just get away with it.
International waters type
deal? If it's international waters, what's one level above that? Like, you can if you're in space, you can do whatever you want, including if you have the ability to hack down from outer space and steal a few bucks. I kind of feel like you should, if you're smart enough to do that, like, good on you.
Yeah, I mean, I was under the impression like it was kind of hard to function, and like, obviously it's probably not that hard to.
Yeah, you're floating upside down. Yeah. Like, imagine like having to like type in codes and shit while you're floating all around through space.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the whole dynamic is weird. So, but I don't necessarily disagree with you. Like, there should be exemptions, I guess, because if like that was always like a thing, it was always like, oh, like you have to be 18 to drink in Mexico. But like, hey, if you're like 17 and you're in international waters, like the rumor is like you're good.
You're good. You can do whatever you want.
No, I don't hate like a couple spots like on the earth or beyond the earth.
Yeah.
That could be like, hey, you're good to go.
I don't want people doing it to me though. So it's illegal if like Russians go up there or whatever, Chinese go up there and they're like, or people, I get telemarketer calls from the Philippines all the time, which I'm sure are just people stealing my identity. Those people, if they make it up to space, they're not allowed to do it to me. But if it's like, I don't know, I feel like, fine, like you're an astronaut, like you're the smartest person ever and you have beef against your wife, you can do it to your wife and that's it.
Speaking of that though, what's the phone service do you have?
I'm a Verizon guy.
You're a Verizon guy. So am I. So apparently, I just found this out. You bring that up, you get those spam calls from the Philippines. Someone told me AT&T sends you like a number on there. It's like most likely spam or something like that.
Oh, I don't. What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
We don't get that.
I don't get that at
Verizon,
all.
Verizon, what the fuck are you doing?
Step it up.
Yeah. No, honestly, that would be great. Like, I've seen a couple people this weekend and it's like probably spam. Like, instead of like chief, you know, that's what it says.
So you just ignore it.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I've been trying to book a lot of guests for Redline lately. So I got phone numbers coming in that I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
So I'm answering all these telemarketer calls. Yeah. And it's because I think someone might be returning my call. It's not. It's somebody from some auto insurance or healthcare or Philippines or Nigerian princes. And I got nothing. Okay. Yeah,
if it's not Manny Pacquiao, then it's probably a scammer from
exactly,
Philippines.
Yeah.
I'll say that. That's that. But real quick, let's get into the sponsor of today's show. Something about George the dog. He's got a new meal. He's got a new lifeline here, huh?
George is looking better than ever. And it's because I got this new brand of dog food called Farmer's Dog. Now, I'm a big food guy. I'm big on fresh ingredients for myself, big on fresh, organic, all of that. But I never really did it for my dogs. I didn't know it was available. Farmer's Dog, now it is. So Farmer's Dog is simple recipes made for dogs using human-grade meat and veggies that are human-friendly and pre-portioned packages. So you just open and pour. So it's quality and peace of mind, fresh, wholesome ingredients. You gently cook them. It's super easy, and they meet USDA standards, and they're using vet-designed recipes. So you know it's good for your dog. You can trust it. It's great for their health. It's a fresh diet of fresh food, and it's linked to a wealth of health benefits, a smoother coat, clearer skin. They're going to be in good shape. The last thing you want is messy poops. They're going to have good, consistent poops here.
Crucial.
Fresh breath. Really good energy level. So it's been great for my dog, George. And it's like, I can't recommend it enough. Today is International Dog Day. Get some Farmer's Dog. Right now, it's 50% off. If you go to farmersdog.com/walk, again, you'll get 50% off and free shipping. That's farmersdog.com/walk. For your 50% off trial. So you got to do it. Do it for your dog. International Dog Day.
Yeah, that's great. George the dog, you know, humans get real food. Why shouldn't George the dog? Why shouldn't your dog?
Exactly.
So, all right, let's get back into it. What would be another idea that you have here that might be dumb, that might be not dumb in your brain?
I think dragons were real at some point.
Really?
I've blogged this before. Every single ancient culture on Earth that never had any communication with each other, I'm talking the Incas, talking the Far East Chinese, I'm talking Europeans, African, Middle East, all of these cultures that were like separated sometimes by thousands of years, thousands of miles, they all have a dragon myth. How could every human on the planet come up with the same scary beast thing without ever like talking to each other about it? Unless like way back in like caveman, early human days in Africa, there was something like a real dragon.
This goes back to Columbus discovering America and the sweet potato. Like, that's what this goes back to for you.
Yeah, it's very similar.
If there's so many places that have...
That have the same thing. That have. How does everybody, all of these people all over the world that have never had contact with each other for like 100,000 years, come up with the same idea?
More plausible than nuclear bombing Mars. I'll say
maybe
that. So maybe. Idea two is a little more step in the realistic direction, I
you
would
like
say.
That one.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the fuck existed before. Like, if there was dinosaurs, you're going to tell me there couldn't have been a dragon?
There has to have been.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. Or maybe, yeah. I think dragons were real. There's no way everybody came up with the same idea on their own.
I feel really dumb now because, you know, when we kind of brought ideals to the table, like, yours are actually pretty sophisticated. Mine is just really stupid.
Lay it on me.
So, listen, all right, this may be really stupid, but I think it's necessary. I think a service should be started, like, Uber shits. You know, like everyone, like
elaborate.
Listen, you go to a house party. Maybe you go to like an ugly sweater party in like December or something.
Okay.
You know, everyone's there. It's kind of elbow to elbow, hard to move, whatever. And there's one bathroom in the place. Like that isn't, and you know, something happens. You got to go. Mm-hmm. That's a nightmare scenario, is it not?
It is,
especially with one bathroom. You're fucked.
Yeah. Yep.
I think there should be a little app with like a mini truck, and he's just got like he's dragging a couple porta potties in the back, and he's just looping around like Old Town and like Lincoln Park, and you could call him. You could hop in a very clean, pristine, you know, sanitized porta potty.
And I've got news for you.
What's that? That exists.
This isn't like an Uber shits.
Yeah.
But I went to a wedding one time where it was an outdoor venue. It was like in the middle of nowhere, so they had like these trailers. So they didn't have porta potties, but you like walk up these little steps and it looks like a trailer and you walk in and you would think that you were in like the Drake Hotel.
Yeah, I've been to one of those before. It's and there's like air conditioning and shit.
Oh, it's
yeah.
Like you don't want to leave.
It's incredible.
It's
yeah.
beautiful.
I've been
so
to
if
of those.
You could lug one of those behind and bring those to a house party, you might be onto something.
You could be in business,
that
right?
That could be like...
But you know what I mean, though? Like, and everyone's been in that situation, or even in a bar, where it's like, you can't do that. Maybe there's one stall, and like, who likes to shit at a bar regardless? Like, shitting at a bar is just bad news in general. So you don't want to do that. So you just pop out of the bar real quick. Instead of hopping over to, like, Subway, that's 24 hours, and taking a shit in there, this thing just loops over. Now, it's got to have different routes, though. You got to use the alley system or something like that, because you can't have the four porta potty train just pulling up in front of the bar.
I got a very important question for you, though.
Yeah.
What is the price point for this? Like, what is it worth to you to not have to wait in line or use some random, like, how much are you paying to shit?
I'll be honest. I think people would pay a lot more than you think.
I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Well, are we talking? I think it might have to be like $100 a shit.
But like, I think people would pay that. What would you rather do? What would you rather do? Blow up a bathroom and then like you walk out and then there's a girl with the reindeer ears and like with her friends and like they walk in right after you and like everything's like, oh my God, there's your shit guy forever.
Yeah.
You know that for a fact. There is nothing worse than being the shit person and you know, just life in general. The poop girl. Every university is a poop girl for a reason.
Yeah, I think yes. Okay. I think you're gonna meet some challenge. I think $100 of shit is like, and it might have to be like the four. You might have to get four buddies in, and you're all taking $100 shits.
Yeah, $400. I mean, that's. I feel like I want to get on the ground floor of this now. Like I want to start this company.
And you gotta, and you want to have it be nice bathrooms too. You don't want a porta potty.
No,
correct?
No. We're
talking the high end wedding shitters.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess to be honest with you, at that point. Like, I mean, maybe we could have tiers. We could have a porta potty in like one nice one. So it's like a little
shitter XL.
Yeah, a little bit of affordable to take a shit. But I just feel when you're in that situation, you like don't care even if it's a porta potty. Like you just need to get out of there. You got to get out of that bar. You know what I mean? You know, this thing will have be baby wiped up. We're not talking one ply no more where you're like in a situation where you get a 38 wiper. It's just, you're in a good scenario.
I think for a house party, I would do $100 of shit. I think if I'm in a bar, I think I'm just letting it rip.
In the bar?
Yeah. It's like, cause then you have to wait too. Cause it's not like, Well, even if it's 15 minutes, that's a crucial 15 minutes sometimes for that, for your Uber shit to get there.
It is, yeah. And I guess at that point, I mean, at a bar, you could obviously hop over to like a restaurant or something like that.
Yeah.
To kinda, if, you know, if the call's that bad. But
right.
At the same time, I think it's...
Well, I'm thinking of like Declan's right now. Yeah. Where like you, there's no door. It's like your options are shit here with like the door opens, people can see you shitting.
Yeah, or you got to walk down to the ice cream parlor.
Or Starbucks, like, hey. Yeah, next door. So, I mean, in that situation... That place gets crowded and disgusting because I want like a good, if I'm like paying $100 a shit, that better be a good clean bathroom.
Yes, sure. Okay. Well, I guess that was my idea, but I don't know.
Like it.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, next season of Big Brain, we got to bring it to press. Yeah. Uber shits.
Uber shits. Yeah. So I think, yeah, that was my idea. Like I said, it was a little less, a little bit of a step down from yours.
You're making money, though. I'm not. I'm just like, let's nuke Mars.
Sure.
Do
it. Yeah. We entered the Shark Tank a little bit with me. Where we were just a good idea. I think this. But yeah, I think we wrap it up there today. Maybe we'll do this again. I kind of like this. It was like a splice of Monday morning news with a splice of, you know,
our
dumb ideas. Yeah. So, Chief, thanks for coming on today.
Bang, bang.
All right, everybody, that's it. We will catch you tomorrow.